Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 172. Following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 172 is a review lesson. God is but love, and therefore so am I. In my defenselessness, my safety lies. God is but love, and therefore so am I. I am among the ministers of God. God is but love, and therefore so am I. I was reminded recently that A Course of Love talks about relationships and that we are relationship. And I heard a Christian mystic talk about how we tend to think of ourselves as nouns instead of verbs. And being relationship is a verb, an action word. In contemplating this lesson, which took all day, I am seeing relationship, a verb. I see it in these lines. God is only love. Love is an action word, not a noun, as I am seeing it here. If we have a chair, we can set a book in the chair and say, that is a book. Or we can set ourselves in the chair and we label it human. In the way love is used here, you can't sit it in the chair. It is an action word, a verb. It is saying God is only love. So God's actions are only love. And therefore, so am I. My actions are only love. The verb that I am only love. In the next line, in my defenselessness, we are talking about a verb here also. In my defenselessness, my safety lies. In being only love, my safety lies. And the next sentence, I am among the ministers of God. I am among the ministers of God. Ministering is an action, it's a verb. I am that verb, ministering. He is asking me to switch my identity from being a noun to being a verb. I talk a lot about the observer or the awareness that I am. Those are verbs, those are actions. When I try to place in the chair awareness, there's nothing I can put in the chair and label it awareness. It's not a noun. Observing is not a noun. I am the one in awareness, observing. I am always in relationship with the book, with the recorder, with myself. When I say I love myself, there is a relationship between me and myself. This is where it gets sticky. Who is me and who is myself? The me cannot see itself. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me today to remember I am a verb. Without relationship to everything around me, what am I? As the observer, the relationship I have with that I observe is what I am. It's the love that he is talking about. Holy Spirit, help me to remember I am not a noun, and everything around me is a verb and not a noun. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we willingly, in devotion, quiet our minds, letting go of all the nouns, and we are reminded of all the relationships we have with everything around us. Thank you for joining with me and remembering what we are. Namaste.